This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
We're achieving what no administration has ever achieved before. And what do I get out of it? Tell me. I get impeached.
U.S. President Donald Trump contemplating the irony of it all with his supporters last night very much in agreement. The president's supporter lawyers on Monday assailed the impeachment case against him as a dangerous perversion of the Constitution, asserting he did absolutely nothing wrong in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit himself politically. As to the procedures in the Senate, how will they go? Jackie Quinn explains it all.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling for a speedy four-day calendar for opening arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial. When the Senate convenes tomorrow, it will vote on a four-page resolution outlining rules for the historic impeachment trial. It calls for 4 days of opening arguments, 2 days per side, and then senators get up to 16 hours for questions to the prosecution and defense. Then 4 hours are allotted for debate. And only then would there be a vote on whether or not to call witnesses. Democrats object. They say key witnesses hold the key to the impeachment case. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Democratic lawmakers had earlier said it was clear that the evidence overwhelmingly establishes that President Trump is guilty of both charges in the two articles of impeachment. The Trump lawyers in their 110-page filing said the president was conducting normal foreign policy affairs in dealing with Ukraine President Zelensky. Pakistan hosted high-level talks with the United States today to review steps Islamabad has taken to choke funding sources to terrorist groups. The two sides, officials say, also discuss ways to increase bilateral trade. A U.S. Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary Alice Wells led her delegation in the meetings. This is VOA News. Thousands of gun rights activists, including armed militia members, rallied peacefully Monday in the capital of the southeastern U.S. state of Virginia in opposition to proposed gun control regulations. Despite fears the rally could turn violent, the protest ended without reports of incidents or arrests. Terry Kissmore says she came to the rally in Richmond to show her support for gun rights.
I believe in the Second Amendment. I believe that we have the right to arm ourselves. Not only to protect ourselves, but to guard our country against any kind of tyranny, a tyrannical government, or anything like that.
Gun control supporters are also at the rally. Michael McCabe, a Virginia organizer for March for Our Lives, said gun control is a very personal issue for young people.
We're really here to be present in the legislature, to make our voices heard, to underscore our majority, and also to underscore the moral urgency that we have as our generation unduly affected by gun violence.
Reporters at the rally say the mood was mostly festive. Many in the crowd wore clothing and slogans supporting President Donald Trump. Iraqi officials say six Iraqis, including two police officers, were killed and scores were wounded in Baghdad and other cities on Monday in clashes with security forces. Iraqi security forces fired tear gas and live rounds during clashes with anti-government protesters to disperse the crowds. The clashes prompted authorities to close key streets and thoroughfares leading to the Iraqi capital center. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. will start doing more to support Venezuela's opposition leader and self-proclaimed President Juan Guaido. Pompeo and Guaido met with reporters on the sidelines of a regional counterterrorism meeting in Bogota, Colombia on Monday. Guaido, head of the National Assembly, declared himself Venezuelan president 1 year ago after ruling that President Nicolas Maduro's reelection was illegitimate. Now, the Trump administration and about 50 other countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's true president. Britain's Prince Harry broke his silence over the decision he and his wife Meghan have made to step back as senior members of the royal family, one he said brought him great sadness.
The decision that I have made for my wife and I to step back is not one I made lightly. It was so many months of talks after so many years of challenges. And I know I haven't always gotten it right, but as far as this goes, there really was no other option.
Harry paid tribute to his grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, referring to her as his commander-in-chief, for whom he has always had the utmost respect. For more on these stories, VOAnews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.